This is Unit 52.
Inimitable. I-N I-M I T A B L E. Unique. Matchless. One of a kind.
There is no mistaking Sinatra's inimitable style.
No architect has reproduced the inimitable beauty of the Parthenon.
Inimitable. I N I M I T A B L E. Unique. Matchless. One of a kind.
Itinerant. I-T-I-N-E-R-A-N-T. Traveling from place to place, wandering.
The itinerant peddler went from town to town.
Nomads are itinerant herdsmen.
Itinerant. I-T-I-N-E-R-A-N-T. Traveling from place to place. Wandering.
Mellifluous. M-E-L-L-I-F-L-U-O-U-S. Flowing sweetly and smoothly. Honey-voiced.
The mellifluous voice of Bing Crosby has charmed millions.
Jane's mellifluous cello playing was the envy of the other musicians.
Mellifluous. M-E-L-L-I-F-L-U-O-U-S. Flowing sweetly and smoothly. Honey-voiced.
Morbid. M-O-R-B-I-D. Preoccupation with unwholesome matters. Sick. Gruesome.
Hypochondriacs have a morbid interest in illness.
He needs to get over his morbid fascination with death.
Morbid. M-O-R-B-I-D. Preoccupation with unwholesome matters. Sick. Gruesome.
Predilection. P-R-E-D-I-L-E-C-T-I-O-N. A special liking, a preference, or bias.
His predilection for football leads him to spend fall weekends in front of the television.
Sharon has a predilection for intellectual boyfriends, though she is the athletic type.
Predilection. P-R-E-D-I-L-E-C-T-I-O-N. A special liking, a preference, or bias.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Inimitable. Unique. Matchless. One of a kind. Inimitable.
Itinerant. Traveling from place to place. Wandering. Itinerant.
Mellifluous. Flowing sweetly and smoothly. Honey-voiced. Mellifluous.
Morbid. Preoccupation with unwholesome matters. Sick. Gruesome. Morbid.
Predilection. A special liking, a preference, or bias. Predilection.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words.
Remember, you add punch to your verbal arsenal when you use literal words in figurative ways. Take ponderous, for example. It's from the Latin word pondus, which means a heavy load. We use it literally to refer to heavy objects, which are clumsy to carry.
As in, that ponderous grand piano was a bear to haul out of here. And ponderous, used figuratively, is a tremendous word for describing speeches, books, articles, or reports that are either heavy with content or clumsy in expression. It can be a compliment in a situation where what's needed is a ton of research and evidence, as in,
his ponderous 3,000-page report contains the most complete information available on the techniques of brain surgery. But most often, ponderous is used negatively to convey that someone's expression is clumsy, slow-moving, and boring. As in, the speaker's topic was fascinating, but her style was so ponderous that we fell asleep.
So, compile a ponderous amount of evidence when thoroughness is called for, but avoid a ponderous style in order to keep your audience listening. You know, we've listened to 260 words at this point.